This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Dave Burkett came up with a list of
the Detroit Free Press.
Yeah, sorry. Beat writer covers the Lions for the Detroit Free Press. With five games left, here are five things we must see. Gator, I'm going to read these to you, and I would like you to tell me which one you think is the most important. You ready?
Yeah, I am.
Number one, continued improvement on run defense. They've been pretty damn good of late. Chicago Bears twice and Carolina Panthers. The Lions have allowed a total of 148 yards on the ground.
Wow.
In three games. That's fewer yards than they've allowed in four games this season, and best in the NFL in that span.
That's less than 50 yards a game?
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Wow.
And Lions have not allowed a run longer than 10 yards in the last three games.
Wow.
Yeah, this is wildly
that's
encouraging stuff when it comes to the run
impressive.
Defense. Yeah. More of the young defensive backs. There are two young defensive backs in particular, safety Tracy Walker and cornerback Mike Ford, who warrant longer looks. Three, a healthy Kerryon Johnson. Johnson is one game in, is what to expect it to be a multiple-week absence. He suffered a knee injury November 18th. There's no point in rushing him back now with the playoffs a distant speck on the horizon. But if he can return to the field for a final few games and run like he did before the injury, that'll bring a huge peace of mind to the organization. Number four, the old Matthew Stafford. Stafford has been nowhere near the Lions' biggest problem this season, but he also hasn't played as well as he did in previous years. And the Lions need him get back to performing in that high level again. Maybe with better protection up front, maybe that's by letting him take some shots downfield once he has his full complement of weapons, or maybe that doesn't come until the offseason with a coordinator change. But another physically and mentally draining year, Stafford could use some positive vibes. And number five on the list of things that we need to see from the Lions, wins. He writes three of them. The Lions aren't going to beat the Rams next Sunday. They might lose by two touchdowns, but they better go on the road and beat both Arizona and Buffalo, who are two of the worst teams in the NFL, and it'd be nice if they could win a division game too. Clearly, I don't believe in tanking, not unless you need a quarterback and are in line for an Andrew Luck type with the number one pick. But after a tough transition to Patricia, the organization needs to give its fans, the locker room, and pending free agents everywhere reason for some hope. There's not much right now at 4-7, and I fear a disastrous December would mean for 2019 and beyond. So there you go. Five things we must see in the remainder of the schedule. I think it's really interesting to debate which of these five is most important to you. Is it, one, continued improvement on run defense? Two, more of the young defensive backs? Three, a healthy Kerryon Johnson? Four, the old Matt Stafford? Or five, three wins in the five games? Gator, which of these is most important to you?
There's a lot there.
Do you want me to go first? I'll go first.
I'll take a stab at it. Because I think there's a couple there that really kind of pique my interest. I'll tell you what I don't care about, and that's wins. That doesn't matter to me. I've already gotten to the point where I don't expect much the rest of the season. I don't care if they beat Buffalo at Buffalo or Arizona at Arizona, two should be wins. I don't care if they do or don't. At that point, you're looking at draft standing, and it's fine if they don't win it. So that I eliminate that. I'm looking more at Stafford and the defensive backs. I'm encouraged that the run defense is playing better, but I think that's just a symptom of maybe the defense is figuring out how to play this defense and it's taking too long in the season, but nice that they're figuring it out now. But Stafford, I need him to get back to being good and not being bad, because we've seen bad Stafford for the last few weeks here. Too many turnovers, costly turnovers at just really the worst time ever that has cost them two games with the Seattle games and with the last game against the Bears. Can't have that. And I need to see him get back so he's not – I don't want to see the shell-shocked Stafford because he's been under duress a lot with the offensive line issues. And just it's peace of mind. You need to know that the quarterback went through a real rough stretch and he's through it and he's playing better. And it has to start Sunday against the Rams because if he does it against teams that suck like Arizona and Buffalo, it's not going to mean anything. If he does it against Minnesota, well, the game should mean something to Minnesota at that time. That'll mean something. If he does it at the end of the season against the Packers, and it may or may not mean anything for the Packers, it may not mean something. So it has to start Sunday. I'm going to say it's Stafford because we know that the success or failure of this franchise moving forward really does hinge on how good he's going to play. If he's going to play really well, they've got a chance to do something. If he's not going to play well, they have no shot.
There are three things here that I care about, two that I don't care about. One is I really don't need to see a healthy Kerryon Johnson again this year.
I agree.
It'd be nice. I mean,
I want to feel I want to feel reassured that he's okay.
But I'm pretty much sold.
Yeah.
I'm sold on the skill level. And
yes.
Him getting back healthy and finishing the year healthy, like if he doesn't play the rest of the year, that means the injury was rather serious. And just let him health up the entire offseason and come back when there's some premium on the games again, on the outcome of the games. The other one I don't care about that much is more of the young defensive backs. Sure, it'd be nice, but I'm guessing neither of them is a long-term good solution. Like, they might be a temporary fix, but I don't see, at this point, Tracy Walker or Mike Ford being guys I go, well, they don't need to draft a corner now, right? I mean, it could be the case. Walker, they put a pretty high resource into him.
Well, this is why you have to see more of them, in my opinion, because you need to find out how good can they be. Obviously, with them sitting Tease Tabor down, letting Ford play.
I'm rather suspicious that either is going to be a solution. And while I agree with you, sure, I mean, you may as well roll the dice. I suspect they'll both be drafted or free agented over in the offseason. They'll go get somebody else. But so those two I don't care that much about. I do care about wins. And the reason I care about wins is I want Patricia to prove something to us. I know everybody talks about draft position, but whether you're picking 8th or 13th is not worth it to me to lose a ton of games and have zero faith in Patricia. Like, and by zero faith, I mean that this guy's the guy. If Patricia stinks as a coach, you know, the likelihood of this being a 2 to 3 year setback for the organization is pretty high. But if Patricia can get them to win some games, even some games as banged up as they are without some of the players they've had, it tells me he might be a good coach. And I want some assurances that he's a good coach. So I do care about wins. I do love the run defense. I don't think I need it to improve. I mean, the way he worded it was continued improvements on run defense. It's pretty good right now. If it just it settles in here, what it's been the last three games, I agree with you. I think it's getting the old Matthew Stafford back is the most important thing. He's not having a typical Stafford year. I think the Stafford bashers have been, I mean, they're loving this because it moves them closer to getting rid of him. I think those of us that have supported him and continue to support him as a quarterback that I think they can win with in this league is to try and get him back on track. And I suspect it'll come with a few things. One is getting Marvin Jones back, I think, helps a lot. And if Kerryon does play, which, again, I don't think is a high priority, I think that helps Stafford. I think the number one thing that's going to help Stafford is the likelihood that he's going to have a new offensive coordinator. And I'm not crazy about changing systems, and like it changed a lot, but we've given this a run, and the offense right now is spinning its wheels, and injuries do play a role, but the most likely fix is the offensive coordinator. And I'm a little surprised they haven't looked in-house and said, let's give one of these guys that has some offensive coordinator experience a chance and see if he is the answer. You know, you could name George Godsey your interim offensive coordinator and say, well, we'll give you a shot at this. And By the way, if it doesn't work out, you go back to being the quarterback coach, you know?
Sure, but there's always, we don't know what happens behind the scenes if they've had those discussions already. And he's like, that's not my bag.
And by the way, the other thing is, just because you have a new offensive coordinator doesn't mean you can change and revamp your offense in a week. So 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Which of these things is most important to you? It's Dave Burkett, Free Press beat writer, covers the Lions. Five things we must see: continued improvement on run defense, more of the young defensive backs, a healthy Kerryon Johnson, the old Matthew Stafford back, or wins.
See, I would offer up one that he didn't, and that is improvement on the offensive line. You got to protect the quarterback, and you got to open up holes for the running game. I mean, to me, that's of paramount importance moving forward.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's not going to happen with this current crew. Something that they need to sign a free agent and draft a guy.
Uncertainty at right guard right now with TJ out for the year. He's on IR, just like Marv Jones is. But that centered left guard, left tackle, that's here. Those guys got to play better.
Okay, we'll get to your phone calls coming up on this. Next hour, we'll revisit our preseason predictions for Michigan and Michigan State, plus at 11:35. This is supposed to be really big with millennials, and we will find out if it's true. And we'll keep you updated on the delivery of Kang 2.0. Child being born today. Wife went into labor early this morning. We'll let you know when it goes down, our producer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.